Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am excited that you're on the line with me today. Thank you for joining me on Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is an empowering women's session. It's just brought to you by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed to empower, equip, and motivate you with the power to dream. We want you to be inspired and motivated and cultivated as you celebrate the journey of your life. We want to increase your self-confidence, and we no longer want you to have to struggle from second to second trying to decide if you've made the right decisions in life. We don't want you second-guessing yourself. We want you to have more time and energy to do the things that you enjoy. And we also want you to have a peace of mind. And so tonight, we thought it would be wonderful if we brought to you the show entitled, Giving Me the Best That I've Got. You know, Anita Baker has a song that says, Giving You the Best That I've Got. Well, we want to turn that around tonight, and we want to say, Giving Me the Best That I've Got. A lot of us do not know who we really are, and we don't know what we really have to offer to ourselves, let alone to others. We think we have so much more to offer to others than we do to ourselves. But let me just say this to you. You have so much more to offer to yourself. You have to give yourself permission to take care of yourself. You know, as women, we oftentimes are always caregivers, always providing care for others. And sometimes we do neglect ourselves. But today, we want to talk about giving ourselves permission to take care of ourselves. We want to trust ourselves and trust yourself to make choices aligning with who you are and your life's purposes. You know, I just want to read to you from the Message Bible, a scripture from Galatians 6 and 4. It says, make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into that. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best in your own life. Isn't that awesome? From Galatians 6 and 4, the Message Bible. You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about giving me the best that I've got. What is the best that you have to offer to you? Well, I just want to tell you, the best that you can offer to yourself are these steps. You can offer yourself the best confidence that you can give yourself, the best authenticity, the best life purpose, and you can offer yourself the best dreams and the best organizational structure for your life. Here are some life steps and some processes for you to process, rather. Life, L-I-F-E, live the life you were created for. I, inspire those around you. F, focus on your strengths. E, experience true joy and motivation. And then steps, S-T-E-P-S. S, search for your mission and goals. T, test the possibilities and opportunities. E, execute a plan of action and strategy. P, perform an evaluation and develop accountability. S, sustain excellence in your life purpose. Those are life steps process. Just wanted to give you those few tips because we believe that transformation begins with you. We believe that tap into you. If you tap into who you really are, what is your calling in life? And sometimes you may walk around and wonder, what is that calling? I do not know. But the way to tap into that is to start celebrating the journey of your life. You might say, well, Chris, my journey has not been that great. I just want to say you celebrated anyway. You celebrated that you made it through. You celebrated that it did not kill you. You celebrated by telling another sister that she could make it too. This is just an empowering moment from Chris Meadows to you. Celebrate the journey of your life by giving you the best that you've got. Give yourself a chance to explore who you are, who you can be, and who you can be for other people. But you got to be that to yourself first, something special to you. You know, oftentimes when you're on an airplane, you will hear them say, before, if the air compression goes down in the cabin, before you help someone else, help yourself. Put the air mask on you first, the oxygen mask on you first, then help someone else. That's what we have to do in life. We have to empower ourselves first, then we can empower someone else. Just wanted to give you some empowering moments today. Thank you. May God bless you. And remember, transformation begins with you. Bye-bye.